Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
And I will see such a big difference between those who serve the Lord, ooh, 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 and those who serve Him not. Ooh, 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 ooh. Those who serve the Lord, ooh, 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 and those who serve Him not. The Lord, ooh, 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 those who serve Him not, ooh, 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 those who serve the Lord, ooh, mm, those who serve Him not, oh, oh yeah, those who serve the Lord, ooh.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, are you blessed to be in church this morning? Oh, if you are blessed, show that you are blessed. Show that you are in a good place. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we have come to the point, the moment in the service that is the most important. Hallelujah. Oh, say amen. Amen. Look, when you come to church, you have to learn to say amen. Say amen. Amen. Wonderful. The Bible says that how amiable are your dwelling places, O Lord. How lovely is the church of God. Amen. Oh, in the middle, yeah, don't you feel like standing? Just generally, let's just be on our feet. Hallelujah. The Bible says that they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. This is Zion. Look at somebody and say, this is Zion. This is Zion. This is the place to be. Amen. The Bible says that we have not come to a mountain that might be touched, but we have come to Mount Zion itself. Hallelujah. And this morning in Mount Zion, the Bible says that upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. Hallelujah. And upon Mount Zion, the Lord has sent one of His choicest saviors. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bible says that saviors shall arise. And this morning, God has sent us one of His choicest. The Bible says that it is by a prophet. You see, yes. If there's ever going to be a deliverance in your life, it's not by a pastor. It's not by a righteous man. It's not by Reverend Lester. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's going to be by a prophet. Yes. And I want to let you know that this morning, God has sent His prophet. His prophet for your life. God has sent him to you this morning. And I want you to open your heart. Open your stomach. Open your liver. Open your body. And let us receive this morning the prophet of the Lord, Bishop Edwin Morgan. Oh God, put your hands together for the Lord.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands. For Jesus. For King Jesus. For King Jesus. Clap for him. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, are you happy to be in church today? Really, are you happy to be in church? Then tell the person to prove it by clapping his or her hands. Amen. Amen. This morning, I am very happy to see you in church. And I'm very happy that we have met not in a nightclub or in a drinking bar or in your former boyfriend's house, but we have met in the house of the Lord. Clap your hands. Amen. Are you aware that God is blessing us? God is blessing us. God is blessing the church. God is really, really blessing us. And I believe that... Oh, don't touch the sound, please. It was good until you began to spoil it. I believe that God is going to bless us even more and more. Expect a blessing. Expect a blessing. Look forward to a blessing. God is going to bless you. Amen. Clap your hands. And this is the only church. I'm realizing that this is the only church where the pastor combines the dressing on Sunday with the colors on the stage. So, I don't know what Reverend George has for us next week. But let's appreciate him. He has made the church look nice. When I was a pastor, we had black cloth. Now that we have Reverend George, you see that the stage has changed. So let's believe God for his life to change the floor also. Amen. But it's a blessing to be in church. I want you to make it your aim, just as your aim is to be a psychiatric nurse, or your aim is to be a plumber, or your aim is to own 10 Uber cars. Make it also your aim to be a main person in the church. Amen. Make it your aim. I'm giving you a vision. Make it your vision to make, to become any church you attend, Roman, Presby, Anglican, whatever. Because some of you will travel to a place where maybe our church is not here, or it's not there. But here in this church, lift up your right hand and say, I'll be the main person in this church. Tell your friend to keep watching you. Keep watching me. Say, keep watching me. Say, I don't know what your plans are, but over here, you watch me. I'll be the main person in this church. Yes, you too, you can be a main. I'm also a main. Both of us can be mains. Clap your hands for Jesus. So, Reverend George, what are we expecting next week? Is the same colors next week? And what's the dress code for next week? So today is white and jeans, and the stage is also white and jeans. So, what do we have? We decide what to do. Okay. Clap your hands for your pastor. Father, we thank you for this beautiful time. We ask you to touch us. Actually, touch our hearts. Touch our hearts. With the word we are about to hear. Touch my heart. With your word that is coming. Touch my heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Glory to God. Oh, I wasn't here last week. So last week I was in Blanta, Malawi. And at this time I was preaching powerfully. And so next week I don't know where I'll be. But 2 weeks ago, you know, this season is a season of fruitfulness. That's the subject. That's the subject. You know, if you've been to school up to even primary school, JHS, there are always core subjects. Core. Yeah. There are subjects that you can pass every other subject, but if you fail, what are some of the core subjects? Science, maths. Maths is a core subject. English is also core. Is tree core?
No.
Tree is not core.
No.
Oh, really? It's not main. Okay. What else is it's an elective? Okay. What's other core?
English.
Social studies is core. Wow. So which ones are not core? RME, ICT, it's not core. And what else? OWOP, OWOP. Our world, our people. Oh, it's our world, our people. Our world, our people. So it's about what? The people of the different parts of the world. Oh, I see. Okay. Everyone, I said, you are warned. We are warning you. Okay. So OWOP is not a core subject.
No.
It's not core.
If you fail,
it's okay. You can advance. So if you fail, you can go on. Now, in the Christian life, fruitfulness is a core subject. In fact, it's so core that your ability to remain in the kingdom is based on this subject.
Wow.
Yes. If you don't pass this, you'll be cut off. I think that was the first one we saw.
Yes.
John 15 verse 1. That was because I'm preaching on Jesus' laws of fruitfulness. And I began from John 15 verse 1. I am the true vine. So I'm preaching now. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Those on this side, your screen will be bigger than this one. Keep watching. Keep watching. I'm the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. That's a farmer. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. So last 2 weeks, The first law, I taught on the first law. Jesus' first law of fruitfulness of this subject is that fruitless Christians will be taken away. And that's it. Fruitless Christians. You need to know there are direct ways of speaking. And there are indirect ways of talking. Yes. A direct way of talking. I don't know what the English teachers, what the prof will say. I don't know what they really use to describe these things. But like if I say, you are loved. Mabel, you are loved. It's indirect. But she's loved. But if I say, I love you, it's direct. Yeah. You are loved. You are missed. You've been missed. It's indirect. There's an indirect way. You see, and when you say you are loved, it opens the door for other possibilities. Because you are loved by the cat in the church. Which church was I in? There was a cat. That camp. Yes, you are loved by the cat. But if I say that Emmanuel loves you, Emmanuel loves you means that you are still loved. Not so. Emmanuel loves you. It also means you are loved. But if I just say you are loved, by what? By who? You are missed. What do you mean by you are missed? So one of such indirect ways of talking is seen in John 15, verse 2. Look at it. Every branch in me that beareth not good fruit, this one is a direct, it's like he taketh away. So this is direct. So the verse gives you a direct that God will take you away. But if you are not, if you don't pay attention to the teaching, you will be misled by this, he taketh away. A lot of the English in the King James Bible is not as it seems to you. Wow. Yes. And it's good. I'll advise you to even memorize verses using King James. Yes. No matter how modern we will get, New Living Translation Amplified, try and also have King James and use it to memorize verses. Yes. Even though it has its difficulties. For instance, if you see the word patience in the King James Bible, for instance, it doesn't mean the patience you know. If you see the word in the King James Bible, the Old English, if you see patience, it actually means long suffering. The meaning of patience. But we use it. And other things I don't want to go into. But I'm just saying that he taketh away. That's a good person working there. If you see he taketh away, you will think that God is the only one coming to take you away. So you will always be expecting God to come and take you away. But the original law, go back to law number one. This is the real meaning. Fruitless Christians will be taken away. Indirect. If you are sitting here and you don't bear fruit, you will be taken away. By what? By who? Anything is possible. The options are endless. A good job can take you away. Yes. A good job can take you away. A bad job can take you away. Will be this type of statement, you make it in the air for you to apply it to yourself. He take it away. You'll be surprised that you'll be in the church, even in the church here, you fall in love with a boy. What you don't know is that the boy is about to leave the church in 2 months. And when he leaves, you'll be so much in love that you will live with him. He take it away. You'll be taken away. Money will take you away. No money will take you away. He take it away. There are some other possibilities in my head. I don't want to say it in the microphone. But he take it away. You may think that it's the girl or it's the money or it's the job or the transfer that took you away. But it is he taking you away. Because whenever you see God, the name God, always think of agents. Wherever you see the word God, replace it. You can replace it with agents. It's either God himself or his agents. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. And it's God who made the heavens and the earth. But in your life also, an agent of God can make a new heaven and a new earth for your life. Agents. If God is going to do anything in your life, he's likely to use an agent. So there are people who claim to respect an invisible God, but don't respect a visible pastor or a visible agent. Yes. So today, all I'm doing is just chatting with you to say to you that, look, when you see me with a book like this, I'm actually creating a future for you in the church. I'm creating your future in the church. If you play the fool, something will remove you. I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church, at least for 30 years. That is the minimum. But the maximum is about 39 years. I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working. I've been working in the church from the day, in fact, from the day I got born again. That day, there was a dawn broadcast. We don't even do these things these days. Dawn broadcast. And the brother, I was in a group, and the brother turned to me and said, "Preach in this house." And I said that I'm the one who just got born again. I've forgotten the response he gave me. Takrade Market Circle. Yes. Takrade Market Circle. He pointed to the building. He said, "When we get there, you are the one preaching." I said, "Oh, all night." And I can tell you, I've been a Christian for so many years. And I can tell you that if you play the fool, and you don't, as you are here, make up your mind, begin to tune like we tune FM, radio, tune your mind towards bearing fruit. And last 2 weeks, I told you that fruit bearing, I taught, get the message. Is it on podcast or is it here to go on podcast? It's yet to go on podcast. Well, but find it. Any message I preach, if you want it, you can see them after church. They will put it on your phone for you. Yeah, it doesn't anything. Just go for it.
Thank you.
Very important. I taught you about fruit. He said, any branch in me, take me back to the verse again. Let me, I'm just using 3 minutes to recap. Give me the verse, baby. Verse 2, 15, 2. Yes. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit. The biggest thing in your life is fruit. This word can end your life. It's fruit, not fruit. Fruit. And if you joke, it's a cause of it. Fruit. One word. Fruit. If you are here, you must ask yourself, and the first fruit you must bear, is not, we're not talking about souls. 480 members or 60 members. The first fruit is the Galatians 5, 22. It's there. Give it. Let me show them. It's one fruit. It's one. It's a fruit. You see here again. See, fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is all these together make one fruit. You are here. You don't have love. You don't have joy. You don't have peace. You don't have long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. You're not humble. Look, these are the things we are looking for before we find souls. It's one fruit, like orange. When you cut an orange, you see that there are different sectors in it. There are different things, but it's one fruit. You are a Christian, you are in the church, you don't have love. When I say love, I don't mean the feeling in my waist towards you. Or the changes that happen in my body when you touch me. Hey, that's not love. That's stupidity. Love is 1 Corinthians 13. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity. Love, real love, is not happy when there is unbeliever music in your on your phone, because it's iniquity. And you are happy that you've got a comfort choir there on your phone. That's love. But it's rather excited about the truth. Thy word is truth. Songs with the word. Songs, messages, the word, truth. You don't like this thing, then it means you have not developed a fruit. You lack it. Your love life as a Christian is seen in the music you listen to, the friends you have. True love is not relaxed when there's iniquity around. That's why I say rejoice not. It's not excited, moving about as if nothing has happened. True love only is excited about truth. That's love. And the fruit we are looking for, fruitfulness, begin to be a lover of the word of God. Rejoice in the word. When was the last time you were in your room, lying down or sitting down and reading the Bible, and then suddenly you saw a verse or a translation of a verse, and then you stood up? Yeah, that's it. That's the truth has moved you. You are excited. What excites you? I'm asking you, what excites you? When was the last time you were excited about something, and what was it? I'm asking again. You see, you are pretending you've not heard what I'm saying. Sorry for those cutoffs. I'll be careful how to walk. Don't pretend that you don't understand. I'm saying that you were excited. You showed excitement recently. Very excited. You were rejoicing recently. What was it about? Was it at a party with your unbeliever friends? Was it with a guy in a room that he touched you somewhere and suddenly you went crazy, baby? No, I'm saying that I am aware that recently you were excited. About what? Love does not rejoice in sinful behavior. And you don't have that thing that is excited about being in church, going for outreach. It's not excited about winning a soul. It's not excited about building the church. You can't wait for the service to end. Bishop, please hurry up and end. I can't wait to sit in the lay school. I was so blessed last week. You can't wait to finish church and have your little meeting with your members. Hey. Somebody's husband sends you money now. Can I? You see the money on your momo. Hey, then you are excited. Am I saying something to someone? Soon you'll be cut off. This is called something. Call something. You can be here and pass dancing. But if you don't pass this, you get away. You move around. You move away. And remember the phrase, he shall be taken away. Away. Taken away indirectly. We don't know what it is. But we are sure that one day we will come to church and you are not in the church. And that's the beginning of your absence in the church. He take it away. One of the big ones is you use politics. It's one of the things I'm seeing now in my young boys and certain workers in the church. Politics. It can use it to take you away. When you see politics, be very careful. You must be very armed before you go near that life. It's a power you don't understand. It sucks you. It sucks. So before you know it, you are not here. Now you are using your money to sponsor a candidate. Beautiful. Yeah, you are printing 10,000 t-shirts for that candidate. Who would, the only thing he would do in life is to lose an election. No, I'm talking to my young boys here. Be careful. If you feel like going to politics, then you must have a meeting with me. Because I also need a DC in this church. Yeah. But I need to meet you first before you start that journey. I must guide you all the way. And you must see me as an important person in your life. Otherwise, you'll bet tearful. So, that's the first law. You can sit down. We are ending. Ask your neighbor, are you the type that can be taken away? Look, I'm telling you that next year, inshallah, if you are sitting here, you'll be surprised that the person sitting by you is no more in the church. It's not in the church anymore. I can give you names and places and dates. Oh, yes. Why do you think we bought chairs? We want the chairs to be filled. We are going to have... we are doing something. You fill the place with chairs. Yeah. Yeah, this church, what you are seeing now, is a fellowship meeting. Yeah. This is a fellowship meeting. The real church in this building, this air-conditioned building, you've not seen it. It's not in your church. We have money beer. Money. We have money beer. Hey, so Bishop, where is the money? It is with you. And you will bring it beer. So today, let's end. So what's the first law? Remove the ear from your ear. Don't be here and you are listening to Obadana. So what's the first law? Remind me, I shouldn't be moving to that area. It's the stuff. What's the first law? Fruitless Christians. Yes. Yes. It's a fruit. The Bible. Owning a Bible is a fruit that should be hanging on your tree. I mean, you are a believer and you don't have this. Can you all see me? Sorry, I'm too far away. This is a fruit. When we come to you as a Christian, we must see different types of this. And then opening it to read it is also another fruit. Using it is a fruit-bearing activity. You are sitting there, you don't have. And you are not bothered. It means you are rejoicing in iniquity. Second law. And then we close. Second law. Are you happy to be in church? Look, don't worry about the heat. That's how you start life. You start life from the bottom. You start life from the hot. Then you progress to the cool. Anybody who starts life from the cool will end up in the hot. Yes, baby. You start life from the bottom. Real life is not start, it's only grave digging. That you start from the top and you start going down. Yeah, that's grave digging. Anybody you know who is at the top now in his life or her life began from the bottom. We all slept with towels on our right hand side. You are sleeping, there's a towel there, or you're on a mat. There's a cloth around that you use to wipe yourself once a while. When you come to your senses that you are awake, then you wipe, then you go back to sleep. Oh, that's all we have done. So when you come to my house and you hear behind my window, remember that I began from the hot and came to the cool. You began from the cool. Yeah, a married man bought an air conditioner for you. I'm not surprised you are in the chamber and hall now. And the West hasn't come. The West hasn't come. Can you sit down? Second law. Ask anybody, do you understand the preaching? Oh, someone should stand here and block me. Do you understand the preaching? The preaching the man is preaching. In Nigeria, we say, do you understand the preaching? Preaching. The preaching is preaching. I'll finish the preaching very soon. The second law, Jesus' second law of fruitfulness. Fruitful Christians will be purged to make them bear more fruit. So you see, this is where, beautiful. Clap your hands for the guy. That's a sensible guy. I'll choose many days. He has already got a point. Beautiful. Clap your hands for him again. I think I had some two or three laws to do today, but I'll just do this one. It's our own church. Let's. Our own church. So this is the second law. Fruitful. So there are two types of people. And everyone, no matter who you are, Luke says, three I think, says, now the axe is laid at the root. I want to see you singing solo one of these days. Get ready. I'm not joking. The church. I'm not joking. I'm telling you. Do you hear me? Okay. Yes, I'll say something. Yes. Matthew 3. Now the axe is laid. I like this one also in Luke. But it's okay. Now also the axe is laid. Is it axe or what? Axe. How do you pronounce it? The English?
Axe.
Axe. Not ask. Axe. Azi. But that word, who introduced that word in there? Azi. Ads. Ads. How do you pronounce that word? Adzi. Well, let's be serious. Let's be serious. Choir, I'm meeting you after church. Have that meeting after church. One of the things you do when you come to church, you expect a meeting. When you come to church and there's no meeting, you should leave disappointed.
You should be worried.
Yes. Expect that there will be a meeting. God. And also, next to the meeting is that you must expect it to be a hot meeting. Yeah. If it's not hot, you should be disappointed. About what type of meeting we went to? We went for a meeting. Bishop called for a meeting and has given us Fanta to drink. Is that what we are not here to be drinking Fanta. We need things that keep us alive. Yes. So there are two types of people sitting here. Preach. Everyone here. Preach. Should I end the preaching or I should go on? I should stop.
No.
What school is this?
Zibenkun.
Buemai. Busek. Buemai, should I stop preaching? I should continue preaching? Preach. I'm preaching the preaching that God has given. Everyone here. From our handsome man here to the black face there. Oh, it's a boy, it's a girl. It's a girl. It's a boy. Okay. Everyone here falls into one of only two categories. Only two. The first is the first law. Some of you are about to be removed, taken away. I've done that already. Now, the other group are those who are beginning to bear fruits. We see a fruit. Oh, I feel like preaching now. You are the one sitting at the back doing nothing. Suddenly, you are playing the keyboard in the church. That's a fruit. You are not very serious. Suddenly, you are now in church every Sunday and you are looking forward to Reverend George preaching or Pastor Edwin preaching. That's a fruit. It's something is appearing. Because even the fruits that we see, the mango, guava, is cassava a fruit? It's not a fruit. It's a tube. Yeah, even oranges and so on, when they start, they don't look like oranges. So your beginning to appear in church every Sunday is the beginning of you being one of Ghana's top evangelists. Just that you are now in church every Sunday is a fruit. It's a fruit. So those of you who have begun to bear fruit, these days you have your quiet time. Hey, that's a big one. You read your Bible every day and you ask yourself questions. How does this verse apply to me? It's not a small thing at all. Open up. Mean preachy over. How many of you are beginning to see a fruit hanging around you? Something is beginning to appear. You were not like that before, but you can see that now you want to go to flow prayer and pray. You want to have your quiet time. You are now interested in church. Is there anybody here who is seeing something new in your life? Oh, yes. Now, you are the one I'm preaching to today. Because it says that, take me back to verse 2 of John 15. Glory to God. Now, every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. Purge. So today, and look at this, that it may bring forth more. So there is fruit, and there is more fruit. You see here, there's fruit. You bear fruit, and then you have more. So you start with fruit. You bear, every branch that bear it, fruit. You start with fruit. And then we have more fruit. Which means that anything you are doing, you can do more of that. That's a big one today. You see, our brother who has moved from the back of the church wasn't regular in church and is now playing the keyboard. Once you see something like this, believe it all, that this guy sitting here can do more. And we are looking for more. Brother, God is looking for more from you. If you brought 10 people to church today, that's fruit. But there is more. You can do more. You can do more. Oh, I'm preaching a beautiful message. I didn't know it would be so nice. You see the people we have put in the church, this service we are having, we can do more. We can fill this service times two. More. Any fruit you bear is an indication of your ability to do more of that thing. Most of the time, the more is at least double what you are currently doing. So far, my Bible studies I've done, that's what it tells me, that when the Bible says more fruit, it means that you can do double. More is most of the time not an addition. It's times two. Most of the time. I mean, it's not absolute. What school did you go to? Oh, I apologize. Sorry for left. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Times two. Anytime the Bible talked about someone doing more and who did more, you go into it, you said that person did double. Times two. Not added three. Not added seven. Not added. But it was times two. The parable of the talents. The one who had two, his more was four. The one who had five, his more was what? Eight. Was what? Seven. Was what? Ten. Times two. You see that pattern. One puts to flight, and then two puts to flight. Two. when Elisha was told, when the king of King Joash was told to strike, was given an instruction to strike by Elisha, he struck three. And the king was angry. The prophet was angry. The king took the arrow and struck one. One, two, three. And the prophet was angry. He said, why? He said, you could have struck, in the King James said, five or six.
Double.
He used the English. Can you find it? The two of you should have your quiet time in King James. Do you have a King James Bible, sir? You do? Read it every day, King James. That's my assignment I've given you. And the man of God was wroth, this old King James, angry with him, and said, thou shouldest have smitten five or six. But if you go to verse 8, you see that the man struck three. Take the arrows, and he said to the king of Israel, smite upon the ground, and he smote thrice. And the prophet was angry that, why did you do three? I believe that God is angry with somebody here who brought 10 members instead of 20. You could have brought 20 today. God is angry with somebody who read only one verse as your quiet time this morning. You could have read two verses. Why do you have only one Bible at this time? You could have had two translations, King James and New American. You could have. Yes. 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 Most of us are bringing God half. This service we are sitting in. Mommy, you can stand up and look at the big service we are having. Start from here. You see? Yes. And look at that. Yes. This service could have been double. You yourself, you brought your body to church. You could have been two. Sorry, can you hear me?
That's true.
That's true. Not that's true. That's two. Yeah. Don't say that's true. Say that's two.
That's two.
That's two. You can sit down. Next week, she will double. Tell your neighbor, you can double. You can do. I'm not saying something absolute. That's what a disco guy is saying. It's not absolute. I'm just saying that generally, I've been a pastor of one church. But today, as I'm standing here right now, I have absolute responsibility for two separate churches. Nothing happening here reflects there. Nothing going on there has any impact on what we are doing here. Two separate churches with congregations. But I could have been in that. I'm telling you that most people, whatever they are doing, they could have done two. The Holy Spirit says, I should stop and leave you. He said, I've put something in you. I should leave it. I shouldn't talk too much about it. I should leave it to him to do what he wants to do. But he's saying that you've done well. You've broken through into the spirit to know my mind. That's what I'm hearing now. So I'm staying away from any further comments. Now, how do you produce two? How do you move from fruits
to more fruit. How do you move from fruit? Can you all see? Guys, I'll come to you one day. You'll be clapping for me. How do you move from fruit to more fruit? That's the subject for today, for the next 3 minutes. Say, moving from fruit to more fruit. Say, moving from fruit to more fruit. Write it down in your notebook. I am moving from fruit to more fruit. Yes. I didn't say it. Write it. I am moving from fruit. How do you move from one Sunday church service a week to two services a week? How do you move from being here on Sunday to now being here on Sunday and also being in a bus center meeting in your area?
Teach me.
I'm teaching you. How do you move? By the way, how many of you want to bear more fruits? I said, stop me when I come here. More fruit. How many of you want to bear more fruit?
More fruit.
Yeah. Why should you bear more fruit? Many, many reasons. It affects your prayer life, prayers answered, God happy with you. But one of the reasons why you must bear more fruit is that the more fruit you bear, the more you are guaranteed a place in the kingdom. Nothing taketh you away. The girl, she'll come. I'm talking to somebody here who is about to become a lesbian. Here. Not behind me. Here. The girl will come. But be careful. When she comes and there are fruits in your life, you won't have time for that nonsense. Makuta Boshakata. One of the fruits is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When she comes and you are spiritual and she touches you, the reaction that touch will evoke in your female body, it will be more than chemotherapy. You wouldn't want to see her again. You will mark her and avoid her. But if she comes and there are no fruits, there is no fruit. From lesbian, the next time we see you, you've cut your hair, you are now a man. Then the next one is that you have cut off your breast. Then you are beginning to pump chemicals in you in Lagos. You go to Lagos and get chemicals, pump. Before you know it, you are a destroyed soul. Here. Not here. Here. A girl is coming. Why? Why should we bear more fruit? Why should we be more spiritual? So that when that thing that takes people away comes to you, it will not remove you. You can be a pastor preaching in a church and a congregation member sitting in front can come into the church and remove the pastor away from the church. I can give you name, place, date, and time. Month. As I'm standing here preaching to you, if I'm not bearing spirit fruit, all I do is that I just take a verse and I talk, but I'm not spiritual. A girl is about to enter this church. Anybody standing here, but it's not about being a married woman. No, you've not met a certain man. Normally, they are Uber drivers. Who comes to pick you? You've not seen something. That's why you think that you are solid. You won't believe what you can become. Jesus said, the prince of this world, he comes. This is Jesus. Not Peter. He comes, but he doesn't find what he can use to remove me. There's nothing in me he can use to take away. Once you are in this flesh, this human flesh, you must be joking. If you've not seen something, it means that thing hasn't come. You sit in the church and just be attending church with jeans and white top. How? How do you, sorry for the digression, how do you move from fruit? Like Sunday, you are in church, like my dear, is it your first time today? Or you've been coming here, I've not seen you. Oh, you are in OEB? And you are also here? Are you in a bus center? Yes, exactly. Like as you are here, this is, clap your hands for her. But as you are standing here, if I keep standing, you can actually also be sitting in a basenta meeting on Thursday. So that's two, not so. The next week, Sunday, you are here. Then the Thursday, so in a week, it's two. Then you can also move from two to four. But that's not, forget about four. Let's now stay here. What's your name? Abigail, how will Abigail, who loves God enough to come to church on a Sunday morning, and not just in a church which is like an oven, clap your hands to God for giving us a cool weather. Even that one, we are struggling. Now, are you with me? How? Because as Abigail stands here now, she can even become not a basenta member, but a basenta pastor. But let's even forget about pastor. She can actually start attending basenta meeting. Now, how can Abigail, who is here on Sunday and has ticked one box, how can she tick two?
How?
Do you want to know?
Yes.
The answer is simple.
Very interesting.
The answer is, there is something in your life that if you don't remove, you can never attend the basenta meeting. It's called, the act of removing something is called purging. In Nigeria we say purge. Purge. That's why we take purgative. Have you used purgative before? You don't use purgative before? Hey, then your things will be very, very wild. How many of you have used purgative before? Purging. Hey, that's why the system is very dense. Purgative is that thing you drink and make you have loose bowels. How many of you have taken some before? Loose bowel something. You're all sick people. Purgative. Purge. Hey! The biggest word I've introduced in your life that can take you far from here to heaven is the word purge. You have to ask yourself, I am able to do it all, but what must be removed? Until something is removed from your life, you will remain at level one. Wow. Nobody moves from fruit to more fruit without something that is in your life being taken away into the toilet. If you will ever go to a basenta meeting, Abigail, it will be because you removed something. If you don't remove something, you will never do two, never do more. And a time comes, fruit is the same as no fruit. There's no tree that has a fruit hanging on it forever. Once you have a fruit, it means that you have no fruit, because the fruit will be ripe and be taken away. It will be harvested. As I'm standing here, even you people are even harvesting my spirituality for me. Yeah. You can meet somebody who can offend you. The person has harvested your ripe spiritual life. You have used it all just to remain stable. So having fruit today does not mean you have fruit tomorrow. Having fruit today is just an indication that you can have two fruits tomorrow. Because whatever you have is being used up. Once you wake up in the morning and you go to town, just three billboards in town can remove your spiritual life. The girl you sit by in the church row, once her thigh sheathes your body now, minus 40 units. Abigail, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Zagaduga, zagadaga. Yes, your battery will run down. So, whatever you have, that shows that you are spirit, fruit of the spirit. That thing can be harvested. Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
He touched me.
He said, "He felt virtue come out of him." Things are, as I'm preaching to you, things are coming out. If I don't go and pray, and I don't go and read my Bible or soak a message, I'll be deceiving myself that what I had before coming to this service is still with me. That's why we pray every day. We are constantly listening to music, listening to messages, listening to things, talking to people, being in meetings. All these things recharge our batteries. To be able to attend the Bacenta meeting on Thursday, at least what you would have done on Thursday has to be removed. You must purge yourself of what you would have done on Thursday, at least. Normally, what do you do on Thursday evening? Normally, Thursday evening. Yeah, this one is direct preaching. It's not indirect. Oh, he asked questions. I'm asking you a specific question about a specific day. What do you do on Thursday evenings?
So I used to join Pastor David at a Bacenta meeting.
Just Pastor David at the Bacenta meeting. And what did you do just last Thursday, yesterday Thursday? Where were you and what were you doing?
Okay, so I was baking for someone.
Yes. To be, are you a baker? Are you a pastries maker? Yeah. To do Bacenta on Thursday, you must reject a contract to do baking on Thursday evening. You must purge yourself of baking on Thursday evening.
Between 7 and 9.
That one is blocked. I have purged myself of sleeping. I have purged myself of being with my friends. I have purged myself of usupadora. I have purged myself of those whatever things. Kumkum bada. You cannot bear new fruit without removing something from your life. Dependent. You can't. Anybody who comes here next week with the same 10 people you brought and you couldn't bring 20, couldn't remove something from your life. And I've told you that today's 10 can easily be tomorrow's 3, because fruits are being harvested. What should you take away? Are you married? Yes, there's a boy. There's a boy in your life. Makutaka taba. Kaburia baba. To even, you can block the contract to make pastries on Thursday evening. And it's free. 7 to 9, there's nothing. You've blocked it. The pastor said I should block, I've blocked. But there's no feeling to go to that, to walk to that bus center because some JSS boy is speaking English he doesn't understand. Because the love for that Basenta meeting has been taken by that boy. What's his name? You see how you are standing here as a church member, Sunday morning, beautiful sandals, beautiful dress, nice ring, beautiful bag, nice whatever. You can be like this, Abigail, like this for 10 years and you've not changed. This is your chair. You can sit in this chair for 10 years without any one step forward in your Christian life because of him. So to make any advancement, you must remove him from your life.
That's a pleasure.
It frees you to soar. It frees you to float. Enough of Abigail. What do you have to remove? This choir could have been 20 members. Do you think Mavis used to sing like this all the time? No. She removed sleep from her life. Sat up. That's why she's being chosen and you have not been chosen. You always ask yourself, why did they choose Brother Ben and they didn't choose Sister Julie? The pastor always likes Brother Ben and not Sister Julie. Why? Because you don't want to remove something. Everybody has, as I'm preaching now, I also have... If I want to have two services here, I must remove a church service from my life. You cannot have, you see, what you don't know, can I teach a little before we close? What you don't know is that there is nothing like vacuum in normal life. An empty space, lacuna. Everybody's life is full of something, of things. Your time, even to sleep, is an activity. For me, to sleep is a major activity. It's more than jogging for 10 kilometers to be able to sleep for 7 hours nonstop or 5 hours nonstop. It's a marathon for me. You want to become better? Then you must go into your life like you go into a bag. See, like this bag. It's full. But I can also fill it with other things. I can fill this bag with the phone, the fan, the this, the bag. I can fill. But to fill it, I must remove the trophy. I must remove the hair. I must remove the makeup. I must remove the book. If you don't remove, there's no space. Tell your neighbor, you are already full. You are full. So when you meet people who can't do more, it says that they can't remove something. As I'm standing here, I removed my profession. You can't. It's incompatible. Something must exit for something to enter. Some of you, your next level of spirituality, it depends on some friends coming out. And sometimes when God sees that you can't remove them, he himself removes them. Oh yes, because he sees that, no, this is my son. He can't see that these guys should be removed. So he himself, he puts anger in them. He puts a girl, a boy, a job to remove them. Just go. Leave my son free to serve me. Get away. Hey, all of you dancers, stand to your feet. Look at them. Isn't it sad that a beautiful church like this rather has grandfathers and grandmothers? These are grandmothers, grandfathers. They are the pastors of the church. A church beautiful. No, you may think I'm joking. These are the pastors. Can you please stand up? This is a grandmother. This is a grandmother. A church like this. That's why we can't advance. Please stand up. It's a grandfather. These ones should have just been in the system, just paying for things. Oh yes, we just want to build our toilet at the back. We even have the plan. We've drawn it. We're going to have building a toilet in a small room there. Yeah, I'm looking for money, but this woman could have paid for one cubicle. Just get the builders. I'm bringing the cement. Whatever we need to put that thing up, I'm building it. Oh, this one. So I'm taking the office space. But it's not possible here. I don't ask anybody. I don't have any intention of doing anything with anybody because these are the pastors. All their money is going into paying for buses, going to this, having time. So, you can't overstretch a person. But this church service we are having could have retired all these grandfathers and grandmothers. And you guys are the young pastors of the church. Like on Sunday morning, buses have come. You brought three, you brought two, you brought one. You know why you can't do it? Because there is something in your life that has not been removed. Yes. How old are you? Yes, 16. How old are you? Yes. You are just a beautiful girl. That's all. You are just a pretty girl. God, when we see you, we don't see your age. I gave a boy an assignment yesterday, and he brought me the response last night. Prophet Hubert Angel Jr. He's a 20-year-old boy. Hubert Angel Jr. Not his father. The young boy. Prophecies. Teachings. Church work. International ministry. 20-year-old. And I told him that as you are here, it's also a dancing star. I said, you could have taken this group as a church and preached to them. I said, you are having an all night. How many minutes have you spent praying? But you have spent 5 hours dancing. I'm saying that today I could have a meeting and tell all of them that they should hand over everything they are doing and have some meetings to decide what they can do in the church. Maybe start having crusades, organizing crusades, paying for things, and just have prayer meetings to pray for me. Just pray for me. Intimate counseling. We bring people, we give you four. You know, you come to church all the way from wherever you live for your match. You know, before you go to home, please talk to four of our members. Talk to three of these girls who can find beloveds. And talk to them. That's what you are here. You're not here to be a pastor of a region or whatever. It even looks odd. It looks odd. Because the people who must build themselves, you see, who can do more than dancing, can't do because they have not been purged. When I purged myself of my profession, I became more fruitful. When I purged myself of certain people, I remember somebody I purged for my life. My anointing changed. Anointing level changed. The very week, I noticed that something had changed. Twenty-year-old junior. You can Google him. Hubert Angel Jr. Slim guy. 20 years or 21. I don't even think he's 21. It's all over social media. He just has to pray that he will end well. Because that's the time to start. That's the time to start. When I was 20 years old, I knew everything that was bad. I smoked, drank, done pornography. Phew. What are you talking about? I was a senior lecturer. 20 years. Anybody here? Are you 20 and above? You could be a regional head of about four constituencies comprising some 16 percenters. You could be. But you are barren. Not because you are a bad person, but something you must remove from your life has not been removed. Always there's a Margaret in the person's life that hasn't come out. It's in a room. So they open the door and they shut it because there's somebody inside. Everybody here is great. What you don't know is that this church began with 40 people. I must inform you. In fact, it even dropped. Then, let me say that, like, people, the likes of our pastors came to join. 40, 45, 45. I don't think we're 45. For us to have this large service we're having here means that we've borne fruit. It's, and what does it mean? When you see fruit, what does it mean? That you can do more. But no, they can do more. They can do more. They're incapable of doing more. No. The young men with energy, erections, fire, strength, zeal, yeah, pornography. Unbeliever music. Nothing less than five of you standing here are into unbeliever music. Unbeliever songs. If you are here, you listen to unbeliever songs. Just be truthful and raise your hand. Fast. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes. I said five, and there are five also. I couldn't be doing what I'm doing here if I was listening to Sakode, Shatawale. I'm into that in my car. I'm into that. No, I can't be doing this. Because to be used by God, you must pay. The next point I'll come to next week. The next point next week is about what type of person you ought to be to even bear more fruit. Which feeds into the point I'm making today. Because to be that person, some of you should remove men, boys, girls, places, websites. You might unfollow certain people. You delete apps. Purge your phone. Purge your iPad. Purge your life. Purge your mind. Purge your attitude. Purge. Then, once you can purge, then you are now set for more fruit. Stand to your feet and let's close. What is Jesus' second law of fruitfulness? It says, fruitful Christians will be purged to make them bear more fruit. One go. Fruitful Christians will be purged to make them bear more fruit. Again, fruitful Christians will be purged to make them bear more fruit. For the last time, fruitful Christians will be purged to make them bear more fruit. I tell you, and I lie not, everybody standing here, you can do more, including the one preaching to you with the microphone. My next level of ministry is directly linked to what I can remove from my life. Something must go. An hour of sleep, some meetings, some commitments, what? Some food. Yes, it's true. Some food must go. Because what you don't know is that your appetite for food also is a reflection of your appetite for certain things. Anybody who can't fast can't also stay off girls and boys and fooling and all this. Yeah. We use food. Food is a very important part of Christianity. One of the signs of Christianity is bread. It's called the bread of life. Because to eat that bread, you must stop eating that type of bread. Today, the message is that we are full. Say, I am full. Say, I am full. Anything more will depend on what I can remove from my life. If I can't remove, then I will be the same. And being the same means falling away one day. Lift your two hands and pray. Pray for yourself. Kadolabasa. What must I remove? What must I remove? lift your hands that God will give you an appetite for more. Yes, it's also something we have seen. Some don't have an appetite for a good life. A low interest in a good life. And they have what they think is a good life. But this life, Paul said, the life I now live, this is one. What we are doing here is a type of life. And you must have an interest to do more. Lift your two hands and pray. Give me strength to remove. To remove. Lord, show me what to purge. Show me what to purge. Apps. Certain apps. Purge your phone. Purge it. Otherwise, you will never do well. You will never do well. When you have the ability and capacity to do more, you never do well. Purge. Yes. Lift your hands and pray. Show me, Lord. Matunama. What I should cut, what I should remove, what I should be separate from. Show me what to remove. I want more of you. More of God. Did you say more? More of Him. It means something must come out. That more must come to replace something. More of who? More of what? Any more of God you will have will depend on what you can remove from your life. Otherwise, you are the same. And it's dangerous to be the same. Pray. Show me, Lord, how to do it. Has somebody attended Maria Dalaba? Has Rabba to be party about all of Sabaria? Has Maria Dalaba? Grace to remove Shabadia Dalaba. Grace to separate myself. Atabadia Holobo Sabadia. Atabadian Talaba. To deprive myself of it. Oh Matapakaria Dalaba. To be able to do more. To be able to be do more. Apakaria Dalaba. Levataria Dalabata. I believe I can do more. I believe I can do more. Help me to purge myself. Yes, your word is true. Yes, your word is true. I can do more. I can be more. Oh, maka paria dalaba. Levatoria dalaba. Le brababa saadolabo. Le brakatabaria dalaba. To sacrifice it to God. Somebody lift up your voice and ask God to help to show you that thing that you should be separated from, that thing that you should sacrifice, that thing that you should take out, that thing that you should move away from, that thing that you should take away out of your life. Asabaka padoro bosa le rabatoliba le pariyoro bosa rabaya na nalabaha sabadi bosa. Yes, there are things that He takes away. Yes, there are things He takes away.
Anybody who wants to do more for God in the church, you know exactly what you are believing God to do. Like our brother sitting at the back, now a keyboardist. Then he also becomes, he wants to become a basenta leader. He's not now, but he wants to be. He must purge himself of something. Now, but he has a desire to be a basenta leader.
That's the people I'm calling now. If you have a desire to do more in the church, just come and stand there and pray. I'll put my hand on you and you go back and sit down. Come here. You want to do more in the church? Come and stand here. I'll put my hand on you. Then you go back. Let's pray. Everybody lift your hands. If you are standing in the congregation, lift your hands. When I put my hand on you, you go back. Pray. Lift your hands and pray. Once you feel my hand on your head, when I take my hand off, go back to your seats. More fruit, 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 more fruit
Yes, Lord, Rabadia Dolobo, Rapaka Pacabadia, Patch me, Lord, Bayada, Lebabayamata, lift up your voice and pray. Ayababayaman Tolobo, Asaka Tadia Dalava, ask God to patch you, Papa Bayaman Tolivia, patch me, O God, Lebabayaman Toria Dalava, Lebabayaman Tolobo, Lepadia Tolobo, Asaria
Dalava,
Ayayayayalabatara, Atada Raman Tolobo, Tadia Dalabata. Rababaya Batadio Dolobo, Asapa Kadiana Lava, Antadian Tolobo, Arababaya Mantalaba, Ayababaya Bata.
Yes,
let me remove them away. Asapa Batada, yes, Hopaya Dalava, Rabaya Bandaria Dalava, Ayababa Tolobo. Lepatia Tata Batadia, Casacato Bodia, Repabaya Mantolobo. Recotoria da Dalaba, Zia da 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 Maria Dala, Casabadia da Dala, Sacabadia Dolobo,
two percenters,
Papa, Papa, Baba,
two churches,
Papa, Papa, Baba, Badia,
two souls,
Tadian Tolobo Dolo,
more,
Nebayan Tadanavata, Apacaria Tadarabataba, Locopodia Dolobo Saparia,
I can do more,
Debatian Dolobo Cobo,
more,
Levatadia da Narava, Le Copadia Talaba Satareve, Ayayayalava,
more,
Ayayalavada, Ayayalava. Le Papa Baya Mantaria, Hasavadia Tolobo Cobro, Atamaya Mantolaboria, Moho Payatanaba, Hatiata Maria Tolobozo, Prepabaya Mantaria Dalaba, Hatimalubolobosa, Le Papa Baya Mantari willing, Le Papa Baya Mantariada, Hasata Dananamatolobo, Yes Hokovaria Dalabade, Le Paria Mantaria Dalaba, Atanamatolobo Cobotoria. Lepadian Talavasada, Atabarian Tolobokobo, Zebarian Perebea, Azebarian Talababayaba, Lepabaya Mantaria Dalavaca, Arababaya Mantalia Dalava, Ariapolo Sophoria, Aya, Aria, Aria,
lift your hands and pray.
Aria,
lift your hands and pray.
I want to do more, Copadia Dalava. I want to do more. I want to do more. I want to do more. I want to go home. Apadia Dalava, Asabadia Dalava, Adia.
Evil is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. You will not believe that this is the evil he talked about. But when it comes and it meets more fruits, that's all.
More.
More.
More. Lepatia Dolobosa, Caparia Dolobotebea, Atadia Tadaba Dolobot, Yabaya Tadana Maria Dadaba Satabaca.
Every eye closed, every hand down. Help her to do more. She can. It all depends on what she can remove from her life. The purging. You can call this message the purge. Till there's a page. Help her.
Yes, Lord.
She can.
Yes, Lord.
Help her. She can.
Yes.
Help her.
Yes,
Lord. She can. Every eye closed. Kadabo Shengiri Amayande. I prophesy that there's an evil coming. There's an evil. If it came to Jesus, then it means it can come to the great and to the small. There's an evil coming. Make sure it doesn't find you fruitless or just with fruit. It's the more. Your fruit is actually your weapon of war. I can tell you, my personal testimony, the things I have used to fight my battles in life are the fruits I've borne. And as every head is bowed, every eye is closed, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to be born again. I want to be born again. I want to be born again. I just feel I must really live this life properly. This is attending church going up. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. Born again, Christian. And if you are here, you want me to pray for you to be born again. Just lift your hand up. I'm going to pray for you now. Lift your right hand. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. Yes, lift it high. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. Properly as a born again Christian. Born again Christian. Lift your hand now. I want to be properly born again. Yes. Yes. How long you've been in church should not stop you from taking this all important decision. Lift your hand high. I want to be born again. Pastor, pray for me. Yes. And if your hand is up, I want to ask you to meet me here. Come here. Come here. Come. You want to be born again? Come. Come. Yes. Yes. I'm hearing a voice. I tell you, just believe it. Believe me. It's not my plan at all. But I'm hearing a voice. I hear that some of you here today, as I was preaching, you've decided to start a bus center and start bringing people to church as one of your fruits you want to bear. Come and stand here. You want to start a bus center.
My God.
I don't know who you are, but I heard it clearly. It's not, no, you stay there. Anybody here should remain here. Come here.
My God.
To my left here. I'm calling you exactly where I heard it. You want to start a bus center and start busing people to church. It's the beginning of your promotion. Your promotion. Come and stand here.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm waiting for you.
Thank you, Spirit.
I'm waiting for you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You want to believe God. You Jehovah believe that you can do more times two. You feel that you can do more than you are doing now in the church.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I've got one more minute. I'm waiting for you to come.
Thank you.
This is how we win. This is how we win. This is how we win. This is exactly how we win. Please stand behind them. Mommy, come behind. 30 more seconds. When there's a call, he says, harden not your heart. Come. You want to start building your own church and bringing your members to church here. There are some 5 more people standing from my left here to my right. And somebody standing there, as I was preaching, that thought occurred to you. It's your life. It's literally your lifeline. 5 people. Come and join them. I'm waiting for you here. 1, 2. Everyone lift your hands. Those in front here, lift your hands. This decision is bigger than being a member of a church. That's why I've got pastors who are going to help you to take this decision well. It's not a small thing. Lift your hands.
My God.
And say after me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Today. I come to you.
I come to you.
I realize I am a sinner.
I realize I am a sinner.
I'm dirty.
Wash me.
I'm dirty.
Cleanse.
Make me pure.
Make me new.
Today.
Today I declare.
I am born again. I'm grateful to you.
I am grateful for this beautiful life.
I'm starting afresh.
An all new life.
Following you. Loving you. Being close to you.
And serving you.
And being with you. Eternally.
Thank you. Thank you
for this privilege.
I will not joke with it.
I'll be serious.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, I'm born again.
I am born again.
I'm properly born again.
Say,
I'm a new creature.
I'm a new person.
I'm new.
I'm new.
I'm brand new.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Please go to your pastor here. They are going to help you with prayer, visitation. They will help you to take this decision well. Clap your hands for them. Lift your hands. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Hey, Abigail wants to be a Basenta leader. Wow. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I'm grateful to you. For drawing me. This step I've taken was not taken by me. It's your love for me. And your power at work. And your mercy. That drew me. To take this decision. So I know you will help me. I'm going to start. And it's a journey. A long journey. Whatever it takes. I know you are with me. Thank you. For the strength. The zeal. The helpers. The weapons. The equipment. That you will give me. To live this life. I thank you. For this blessing. Great blessing. In Jesus' name. I am now.
I am now.
a servant.
A servant.
I've moved. From just a son.
From just a son.
Or a daughter.
Or a daughter.
To a servant.
To a servant.
I'm now a servant. It's my weapon.
It's my weapon.
Serving you. By teaching people. Winning souls. Bringing them to church. On my own. It's my weapon. I thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are closing in a few minutes. I would like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What? 19. 19 of you after the service. I want you to sit here. I'll have a word with you. I'll talk to you. Please be seated. Clap your hands. Somebody here, I hear you want to marry in 5 years' time.
Holy Spirit.
Come and stand here. Let me pray for you.
Holy Spirit.
Choose the right person. Five, not next year. Somebody, the number five is your plan. 5 years. There's somebody here. I'm waiting for you. Come. Holy 5 years' time, you want to marry. Come to the front here.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah, this prayer is to choose or to end up with the right person. Yes. Lift your hands, my dear.
Holy Spirit.
Yes. Come. Father, I pray. That's all you sent, you asked me to do. May she not end up sitting on a bed and shaking her head. How did I end up with this? Deliver her from this evil.
Yes, Lord.
Let her be under authority.
Jesus.
The authority that guides.
Yes.
And that helps.
Yes, Lord.
I deliver you.
Yes, Jesus.
From a wrong relationship.
Jesus.
I deliver you.
Yes.
From a wrong man.
Amen.
Be delivered.
Amen.
Be delivered.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Please be seated. I want us to have our communion. Stand to your feet and let's take the communion. The communion represents, listen, look at me. Cut. It represents a meal. We eat this to remember, put up the verse. Say, do this in remembrance of me. Many times, Jesus is not on our minds. Everybody stand to your feet. Many times, Jesus is not on our minds. He said, do this in remembrance of me. So, if you have your bread in your hand, take it and say, the body of Christ. Say, the body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
Say, as I eat it,
as I eat,
my mind will also be on Jesus.
Will also.
So far,
my mind
is on my problems.
It's on my problems.
On my issues. How to make it?
How to make
on Monday?
On Monday.
But after eating this, my mind
will be
on Jesus.
On Jesus.
The body of Christ. Let's eat it.
Hallelujah.
Lift. The blood
that Jesus shed.
The blood. Is there really a difference between somebody drinking this as the blood and someone drinking Guinness? Is there a difference? There's a difference. This that you believe is the blood, it will do wonders in your life. The power of this blood will fight your enemies, will set you free, will make the Christian life an enjoyable life. Say the blood.
Blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Let's drink it.
My heart and all my heart.
You may be seated now. And lift your hands as you are sitting down. Sit down. Lift your hands. You are sitting with kings. I'm changing your company.
Amen.
Kingdom kings.
Jesus.
Kingdom kings.
Jesus.
You'll be sitting with priests and bishops.
Amen.
You'll be sitting with anointed men.
Amen.
I'm changing your company.
Amen.
By reason of what you've eaten.
Yes.
By reason of what you've drank.
Amen.
I'm changing your company. You are sitting with kings. Receive it now.
I receive it.
Wise men are your counselors. Fools will not counsel you. Wise people will say, do it. Stop it. Go there. Do it this way. Receive the company of kings.
Jesus.
And priests. Kings.
Yes, Lord.
And priests.
Yes.
A kingdom of priests.
Oh, yes.
A kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Of priests.
Jesus.
Kabadusa, I cement you
yes,
now.
Oh God.
I connect you now.
Yes, Lord.
I said, I cement your relationship.
Yes, Lord.
I connect you to anointings.
Yes, oh God. Yes,
be connected now. Through TV. Through messages.
Yes, Lord.
Through music.
Yes.
Through atmosphere.
Yes.
Be connected now.
Connect me, Lord.
To presences.
I'm connected.
The presence.
I'm connected.
The presence. Connected. Any evil spirit.
Jesus.
Feeling happy around you. It's being driven away.
Yes,
because a presence is coming and will drive out that demon.
Yes.
Receive it now.
I receive.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.